Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This half hour is sponsored by Southern Climate Solutions, who's responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
To News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Happy Thursday to you today. It's Thursday. Yes, I got it right. And please chime into the conversation today. 437-1620. My dear friend Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solution is joining us. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Jenna. How are you?
I am feeling rather chipper and excited this wonderful Thursday morning. I'm excited to see no rain right now.
Tell me about it. Me too. Haven't we had a week?
I'm over it by now. So I'm ready for some sunny days, some sunshine, and to hear how you can help us, even in the moist days, on the sunny days, on the hot days, just keep our homes and businesses comfortable. That is what I would love to hear
exactly.
About today.
So, you know, I wanted to talk about a couple things this morning because we've gotten some questions from customers that I think are important to understand. And just to sort of set the stage, I'll remind everyone that Southern Climate Solutions provides permanent solutions to eliminate excess moisture from your home, your commercial building. And by doing that, we prevent mold from growing and provide superior indoor air quality. So our equipment is commercial grade dehumidification equipment, and we have many, many different applications to satisfy any kind of space, small spaces, large spaces, et cetera. But, you know, on the show, we always talk about the signs, you know, that you can look for that can be indicators that your indoor relative humidity is high, which means you have excess moisture in your home. We also have a lot of that information on our website, so if anybody wants to check it out, southernclimatesolutions.com. But one of those signs is condensation on your windows and doors. Mm. So a few weeks ago, I thought it was interesting, we got a call from a customer who contacted us in the winter to do an install in their condo. Their windows, they said, quote unquote, they always say, my windows are raining at the time. And so much so that there was even water on the floor around the glass doors, you know, the whole nine yards. So like I said, it was a condo they own on the beach. Long story short, they sort of had to go back home, but they wanted to reschedule an install for May when they got back into town. But when they got back, they noticed that the windows weren't raining anymore. So they're thinking, oh, you know, hey, my moisture issues, you know, disappeared because it's still really humid outside and they weren't seeing this kind of phenomenon. But here's the thing, if you're experiencing condensation like that and come spring, you know, and that you aren't seeing it anymore, it's not that your moisture issues have resolved. You know, here especially in our climate, we really don't get rid of humidity and eliminate that moisture. It's just merely due to a changing season. Mm. In the winter, right, when it's cold outside and warmer inside, that moisture is really going to collect and drip on those cool spaces like your windows, because humidity by nature, which is excess moisture, is attracted to cool spaces. Become spring, when we don't have that extreme warm cold effect, you aren't going to see that so much. It's much the same. We use the taking a glass of iced tea outside in the summertime. What happens to the glass? It sweats.
Right.
If you took that same glass outside in the wintertime, you wouldn't see that effect. We talk about those signs a lot, dripping vents, condensation on your windows, mildew, musty odors, even cupping wood floors. Those can all be present or only a few. And some signs change with the season, like those like the condensation on windows. So just wanted to, you know, let everybody know, because I think it's always interesting when these customers call and they're sort of challenged with this situation and especially not understanding the environment. how seasons can affect the signs.
Right. And it does make sense. So pretty much you're just reminding us to don't just assume that that issue has resolved because of what you're seeing
really
on your windows.
We really don't get rid of it here, right?
Oh, no.
It's not going away.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of, we are friends with the humidity here in Florida, in the Gulf Coast especially. And sometimes it's great for our skin and not so great for our hair, but it isn't always great for our house if we don't have it maintained inside, right?
That's correct. You know, people, they want to be sure, right? You want to be sure your home doesn't have excess moisture because that leads, you know, to growing mold. And the best way that you can do that is to invest in a hygrometer. It's a device that will, you know, it'll tell you both the outside and the indoor relative humidity. They are not expensive. And in our climate, our location, this Gulf Coast area where we have high humidity year round, it's really worth monitoring and understanding that dynamic in your home. How much moisture am I holding? So again, that's a hygrometer, and really everyone should pick one up. Just like you have a thermostat and you monitor your temperature, you should understand what your indoor relative humidity is.
And when you have the hygrometer and you're starting to see that humidity levels creep up over like 60%, what is the next step that somebody takes?
If you're running really high, and again, 60%, you know, is that mold threshold that you want to be aware of. And if you are running high like that, you just have to understand that the biggest issue you're going to deal with here is mold. And when most people deal with a mold issue, right, the first thing that they think of is, oh, I got to get rid of it, and they want to clean it up. And, you know, that can be dangerous in itself because we have some very, very dangerous molds in our area. And, you know, mold spores being airborne, inhaling that mold can be devastating to your health. The second thing they do is think about, I've got to call a remediation company, come in and remove it, you know. And removing it, you know, is one thing, and it's often extremely necessary in extreme cases. But the underlying issue is moisture. And if you don't eliminate that moisture, then you're never going to eliminate that mold problem. It's going to grow back. So the remediation, it's temporary, it's costly, and understanding that can save people time and money. What's most important is to prevent the mold. Right, from growing in the first place. Right. And we do that by removing the excess moisture from your home that's promoting that situation. And to do that, you need a really good permanent commercial-grade dehumidification solution.
So let's back up a little bit and talk about mold. It's something that sometimes we can't avoid here. And I remember a story of a friend who moved to Florida from the Pacific Northwest, right, where it does rain there, but it's still not as humid. And she had a terrible mold issue in her condo to the point where her daughter started forming some serious health issues. And I remember her scrubbing with bleach all the time and just constantly pretty much overworking herself to try to get rid of the mold. But really what you're saying, so instead of doing that, like obviously mold remediation can be important, especially after like natural disasters and your house has been sitting there for a long time and there's moisture, you want to get rid of it.
Absolutely.
But you're saying don't stop there, right? Now take the next step in getting that commercial grade dehumidifier.
And that's right. You bring up, you know, an interesting point, you know, with someone who's dealing with mold and cleaning with bleach. And bleach in itself can be dangerous also, especially the fumes from bleach. It's really not the way you'd want to take care of mold. And with children, especially anybody with an immune system that's compromised, children, older folks, to be around that mold can cause some really serious, you know, serious health issues. You know, it goes back to understanding that indoor environment and those safe levels, right, of indoor relative humidity. We talk about the mold threshold where mold will grow at 60% and over, but that safe levels is what we want to pay attention to, and that's getting your space between 40% and 50% relative humidity. Again, if you pick up that hygrometer and you're reading 60% and over, you're growing mold. So you want to keep it at that safe level, keep it around 50%. That's what our solutions do. And then you're creating that healthy indoor space, and you're also creating energy savings.
Okay. That's a good point right there. Everybody, that changes when you start to mention that you're saving energy, which then in turn saves money, right? And so people,
you start to hear
the gears turning and like, wait a second, maybe this is a good idea. And so I also want to jump on the other end. Well, I do want to ask you about just the whole installation process, but I want to jump on the other end and kind of play the little bit of the humidity devil's advocate. Is there such thing as not enough humidity? And what could happen if there's not enough?
Sure. Now, in our area, we're never going to experience that, right? We're never going to not have enough humidity because we're so highly humid.
Right. You're right.
But very, very low levels of humidity can be, can cause, you know, different types of issues. You know, here it's the high humidity that causes the issues. But, you know, that's why you mentioned the Pacific Northwest, right? My daughter lives over in Riverside, California. She has 4 humidifiers in her house for the opposite reason of what we have. You know, she has constant nosebleeds, et cetera, right? So humidifying in those spaces is just as necessary as dehumidifying, you know, in our spaces. Out there, you tend to sort of notice it more because it's so, so dry. Here, we become more accustomed. Right, we become more accustomed to humidity. It's sort of a natural thing in our environment. We can lose sight very easily of the dangers, right, the hazards that high humidity can cause on your home. We talk about not only those health issues, and health issues, you know, for example, mold. Mold is the number one cause of chronic sinusitis. So if you deal with a chronic issue, especially with people spending more time in their home now with COVID, right? If all of a sudden you start developing things, look inside your house, you know, understand your indoor RH. Could you have mold? You don't necessarily have to see it. There's a lot of molds that are clear and you will not see. And actually, those are some of the more dangerous molds. But you have those health issues, chronic sinusitis, you have respiratory issues, you can have skin issues. All of those things. And then for your home itself, right, molds, there are certain molds that eat the cellulose out of your wood. So you talk about people with crawl space homes, right? Nobody goes into their crawl.
No, we do.
It's other climate we do.
Yes.
But you can, structural issues, right, can be created because of high humidity in your crawl, which we also condition if you have a crawl space home, and that humidity from your crawl is seeping up into your home. So you're growing mold in your crawl, it's seeping into your home, that humidity is coming from your crawl, and imagine that air in your crawl being moldy. Oh. The majority of the air, you know, in your home is coming up and through. So you really want, you know, you have to have that understanding of how is my whole home being affected by these, you know, humidity issues. So not only do you have those health issues that you want to be aware of, but a healthy home, right? People in the home and the health of your home, and it all goes into play. It all comes into play in how humidity really affects those things and affects our lives every day in this area. That's what's most important for people, just to get that understanding that it does affect us. And, you know, there's so many people that until we have conversations with them, they've been dealing with these kind of issues for years, but would have never thought, oh, my wood floors are cupping because of moisture, or I have these chronic issues because my home has mold. It really is an education, you know, and well, once people understand it, it's sort of like that light bulb goes on.
Right. And it's crazy too. When we were shopping for a house, our first realtor ended up, and this is a real story, ended up having to quit work because she had bought a brand new home, and the way that I guess they installed the air conditioning system, the moisture levels were so high that there was growth in the ducts. She ended up getting neurological issues and having to, like I said, quit work.
Sure.
And I'm telling you, that hygrometer is not just a suggestion. It should almost be like that home buyers, homeowners, home livers, you know, if you rent a house, a staple. And then if you see like those levels are high, you need to make that call. So with the installation process, you know, sometimes it can start to scare people, right? They're going to start ripping out walls and this is going to be like the crazy, right? People probably call you and be like, what are you going to do to my house? So can you just give like a little bit of an overview of how you guys come in? You probably do like an assessment and just to kind of see, you know, how the whole setup of the house is. And can you just walk us through that a little bit more?
Yeah, I talked to them a little earlier about, you know, that we have many, many different applications.
Right.
So it all depends on the type of the home that you have. If it's a slab home, it's a different application than a crawl space home, which is a different application than a condo. But I can tell you, so commercial dehumidification is a standalone, right? It's a standalone solution.
Mm-hmm.
We aren't tying in to your HVAC or this and that. It is a standalone solution. It is not invasive. Obviously, if you have a crawl space home, you are never going to see that because it is going to be in your crawl space where we completely encapsulate and condition the crawl to control the inside of your house. Other applications that we have for homes that are not crawl spaces include attic installs, right? Everything's ducted. We place it in the attic.
Mm-hmm.
For smaller spaces, we do have in-wall solutions that look like sort of a typical, you know, vent that you'd see in your house. We do a lot of that with the condos out on the beach, the smaller condos, you know, the smaller two-bedroom that are the cubic feet isn't quite as large as another space, and sometimes just a smaller in-wall unit is a great solution, you know, for those spaces. So, you know, in that case, it's going into the wall, but I can tell you that the process and, you know, our team, they are perfectionists. It's, you know, they do a beautiful job. We have 100% satisfied customers, no complaints. They're clean, they clean up. So, you know, overall, it is not, you know, an eyesore or, you know, an invasive kind of thing. Most of the time, it's a completely hidden process.
Oh, see, and that's, people love the cosmetic part of, you know, being able to have something that's functional and helpful, but also can be a little bit more cosmetic and appealing to the eye. So I can imagine that people appreciate that as well.
Oh, you know, most definitely aesthetics is always important. It's important to the customer, you know, and it's important to us. But, you know, we talked a little bit earlier about energy and what a lot of, I want to talk about that a little bit because it's another question we get a lot about why does keeping my relative humidity at 50%, you know, save me energy? How does that happen? And this has to do with how AC plays a role, you know, with indoor relative humidity. It's pretty common for people to try and control their indoor relative humidity, even subconsciously, with AC. You know, most people aren't even aware why their homes are cold, but they're clammy. You know, as we roll into summer, we're getting into that season. Although it's beautiful out today, nice and cool, but we're, you know, that's not going to last. We're going to see those days now where the AC is going to be blasting.
Right.
And that's when everyone tends to notice being cold, but it's not comfortable. And that's what happens when we try to overcome indoor relative humidity with the AC, especially in our region, because we simply do not have the runtime to overcome our extreme humidity. This climate, it's just not going to happen. You really need dehumidification to take care of the moistures. You know, you always have to remember AC is meant to cool, dehumidification is meant to remove moisture. But back to the energy savings, if you think of it like this, you know, a drier space is naturally cooler. So there's much less need to run the AC. It's pretty common for us to see customers that used to keep their thermostats at 68, that are able to comfortably raise to 76 in summer. In my home, we're always between 75 and 78, and no one would believe it. It can actually feel chilly some days. And here's the thing. For every degree that you raise the thermostat in the summer, you have an average savings of 2.5% to 3% on your energy bill. So we often see customers saving 15, 25% on their energy bill, which makes sense because our equipment is energy efficient. We're pulling that moisture out, and we're doing it by drawing only 5 amps, which is much less than AC. So that energy savings, you know, can play a huge role. And then you're actually removing that moisture the right way. You aren't exerting, you know, your AC, which often also causes more maintenance. So we look at it like comfort, right? Energy savings, you can save on maintenance, and you're creating this safe, healthy space.
And so all literally you just combine that all together and you have a healthier home, you're more at peace, and you're saving
That's
money.
Great.
And I love what you said, that AC yeah. is meant to cool. The dehumidification system is meant to remove moisture. And sometimes, like you mentioned, we can, I'm not going to lie, I'm guilty of it, okay? We can overcompensate by, let me just lower the thermostat a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more, and you're still feeling like you that clammy damp feeling that you're like, oh, I just need to keep pumping it, or maybe there's a window open, or you know what's going on. And really yeah. what you need to do is, number one, have the hygrometer. I feel like we will just say that until we're blue in the face, but better than us saying that until yeah. we're sweating, right? Like, and we're like, no, come on, just get it, and
That's
you'll
right.
feel a lot better. But it's also time to have your If you haven't gotten that hygrometer, get one, and then get that proper dehumidification system installed. And also, I want to mention, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you also serve commercial businesses as well.
That's correct. We serve not only residential, but commercial, and we also have a marine division. We service yachts.
Oh, that's so
one
cool.
of the biggest complaints, if you're a boat owner, right, say like sport fishing where you have a little bit larger boat,
yeah.
biggest complaint, I don't care who you are, they will say, it's musty.
Oh.
I have a musty smell all the time. And that's something that, you know, boat owners always, they're challenged by that. How do I get rid of that musty, you know, odor on my boat? And we also have an application for boats, which is, you know, perfect for that. You aren't going to get away from it on a boat, right? You're sitting in water, but
right.
we can condition that cabin and condition that space to not only remove that musty odor, which is mold. Musty odors are mold. That's what you're smelling, and protect the contents of the cabin and protect the equipment, you know, that's in the cabin, because you're talking moisture can create corrosion, you know, mildew on your cushions, et cetera. So we have solutions for residential, commercial, and marine.
Oh, excellent. And there's nothing like just imagining smelling not only like fish, but then also must and moisture.
Yeah. Well, like I said, it's the biggest complaint of a boat owner. And Oof. It's, you know, one of the things to understand, you know, we talk about those musty odors and people say it with their homes. Well, my home's always smelled like that, or I have an older home, you know, and older homes smell like that. No, a musty odor is moisture that has collected, and you are smelling mold. So just be aware. Another thing that our equipment does, of course, supplying superior indoor air quality, but we remove, the first thing you'll notice with commercial dehumidification is removing smell.
Hmm.
People will be like, it doesn't smell musty anymore. You know, and that is just the nature of removing that moisture, making everything dormant. You're putting your home in a preventative state, right? Healthy
yeah.
indoor environment. So we're preventing that mold and
yes.
taking that and eliminating that musty smell to create that sort of safe, healthy, energy efficient space.
Love it. Hey, Lisa, one of our listeners wants, can you remind them what should the humidity level be for a residential home in our area?
Safest levels that you want to be at, and this is always our target, are between 40 and 50%.
Mm-hmm.
And that 50% marker is really important. Number one, you're preventing mold if you're below 60%. But 50% is a healthy marker, not only for mold, but also for viruses. There have been a lot of studies that have been done recently as temperature and humidity are related to virus control and virus transmission. So you're getting any benefits from staying at that 50%.
Excellent. Well, Lisa, thank you so much. Make sure you go online and check out Southern Climate Solutions.